This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live and in living color right here from Tampa, Florida, all across America on our great radio station affiliates. And we want to give special thanks out there to our military men and women who also happen to be listening to us right now. And let's not also forget the fact that our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, Border Patrol, and 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America. And to all the people working the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, and all those nighttime mechanics, too, thank you for all you do to keep America rolling. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. All right. And before I get to Ron Edwards, let me drift down over here. Good morning. Is this Denise?
Yes.
Loud and clear. We'll do that tomorrow. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
All right. And that was Denise Simon. We were doing a little phone check there. She called a little bit late. Now, Ron Edwards, the Edwards Notebook guy. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Time for the pledge. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we appreciate the fact that the two words under God, which mean our Judeo-Christian values, which is how this country was founded, we appreciate that that's all in play when we talk about the Pledge of Allegiance. Now, Ron, we got to talk about this devastation from this horrible storm in Africa, Cyclone Idai, and I believe I'm saying that correct. It hit Mozambique, Malawi, and Zimbabwe, and I believe that according to the president of Mozambique, there are thousands of people missing, and it looks like as if there may be a huge death toll associated with this tropical cyclone, which, by the way, brought with it the force of a Category 3 hurricane. It's been around for a week. It's been raining for a week straight in these countries.
Yeah, the damage and everything is beyond almost our imagination. I mean, we have terrible storms in our nation too, but none, rarely of this magnitude and size and length of time as well. Our prayers go out, of course, to the people of those nations, and I just pray that they are able to gather the resources to rebuild after this or start building. And, man, it's a heck of a situation. It's almost beyond your imagination.
Well, you know, we've had the tsunami over there in Southeast Asia, and now we've had this in Africa. And the death toll is going to go into the thousands, it looks like. And we're going to hear about another massive deal where people are going to need to have help.
Absolutely. And, you know, you look at the situation in this country, we've had some pretty big hits too recently.
Well, the flooding right now going on up in the northern part of the United States is catastrophic and record setting. There's going to be a lot of people up there dislocated, and yeah. We'll have to do things, start over or just plain move, one or the other. By the way, off at Air Force Base, which is down along the basin of the Missouri River, about half the base is literally underwater.
Oh, man, terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Bad stuff. Also, some ranchers are suffering some huge losses because of major snowstorms.
Snowstorms out there in the west where the federal grazing land was and whatnot. They've had a massive cattle kill that died because of the snow, the blizzards that they had back to back to back, and the freezing cold temperatures too.
So we're getting some funny weather, weird weather around the world. So
yeah. All right. Well, let's drift down back into the fold here. We've had the Pentagon tell Congress which projects that they would be able to cut in order to pay for the wall without affecting the readiness of the military, which goes again against the grain as to what the Democrats have been trying to tell us. Oh, it's going to affect the readiness of the military, and they aren't going to be able to do this, and it's going to be terrible and awful. Well, not according to the military.
Well, yeah. The military has a huge budget now. It's about time. But they have a huge budget, and I'm sure that there's a little fat that they could trim or some certain budgetary items that could use a little trimming, and because actually we do save in the long run by protecting our border too, but the Democrats don't see it that way because their goal is to for our border to remain open for whatever reasons they can think of, and so I think it's a savings in the long run to seal our border.
By the way, I just got this in: the Supreme Court is going to hear a case on abolishing the insanity defense. Kansas and four other states have done so, and now the Supreme Court is going to make a decision on that.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad that at least they're taking a look-see at this, because it has been used so many times for people to get away with things or get a lenient sentence or whatever. Somebody goes out and kills somebody or does some other heinous action. Oh, wait a minute. He went to Nutsville.
Well, we have a father on trial right here in this area right now who took his young daughter and threw her off the bridge into Tampa Bay, and she died, of course, and he's pleading insanity. And, of course, the guy was – there was something really screwy the day that he was arrested, but to me, the guy had to be nuts to do it. I couldn't imagine anybody rationally doing that. But anyway, hold that thought. And, folks, we'll be right back with more. The Captain's America Third Watch coming right back with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and a lot more to talk about. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by David Garrett Jewelers. Now, for over 36 years, David E. Garrett Jewelers has been committed to fine craftsmanship and stellar service. And they are a family-owned Christian business that offers an excellent selection of unique jewelry with amazing prices. Now, they also specialize in one-of-a-kind pieces sure to catch anyone's attention. Now, you can visit them by going to www.davidegarrettjewelers.com. Now, Garrett is spelt G-A-R-R-E-T-T. That's davidegarrettjewelers.com to shop the thousands of available items or give them a call. Maybe they'll make a piece for you. By the way, their number is 937-325-3680 for a more personal shopping experience. And all military and veterans also get a discount there. Make sure you tell them that you heard it on the Captain's America Third Watch. And David E. Garrett Jewelers is a jeweler you can trust. And they are proud supporters of the Captain's America Third Watch and the Edwards Notebook. All right, Ron Edwards from the Edwards Notebook is here with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Now, there are some polls out there, and CNN never puts a poll out there unless it favors CNN in one way or another, right?
Yeah, that's true. Absolutely.
So CNN put a poll out there, and it was to measure the president's approval rating, and it came out at 42%. Which is higher than what it had been, and I'm sure CNN didn't expect that. But in the meantime, another poll that's right here, which shows that it comes from, let's see, Rasmussen, shows that the president's daily job approval rating last week ended at 48%.
Well, I happen to believe the Rasmussen report, even more so than the CNN report.
Sure.
Even though it is better than what they were hoping for, when you look at a 51% approval rating of Trump's handling of the economy, That's a 3-point jump from the beginning of February. Now that's in the CNN poll,
right?
And I actually think that it's higher than that in reality. Trump's approval rating on immigration, however, according to the CNN poll, fell 2 points and now stands at 39%. I find that kind of nefarious because more and more people are becoming aware of the dangers of the illegal border crossings that are coming into our country and how that is affecting our country in a bad way. And I don't think that Americans are remaining stupid on that. But, you know, CNN and the other leftist idiots, you know, they are for open borders, so they're going to slant their polls in that direction.
Well, the college admissions cheating scandal on Rasmussen, they had a question, and the answer they got back from the folks was Americans strongly suspect that the just uncovered college admissions cheating scandal is only the tip of the iceberg as far as the country's top schools are concerned. They believe it's a lot worse than what is being reported.
Well, I believe so, too. Because when you look at the indoctrination situation in this country, I'm not surprised whatsoever, because there's so many areas that things are devastatingly bad or wrong with the runnings of these universities and colleges. This does not shock me whatsoever.
Now, there's a couple of polls out there, and it's not just the Suffolk poll, which is in the news this morning, but there's a couple of other polls out there that believe now that the Mueller probe is being seen as a witch hunt by the majority of the people out there that are paying attention.
Well, any kind of a situation like the Mueller probe or whatever, it could have been named the Mickey Mouse poll. And if it's been going on for 2 whole years and far away from its original spoken intent, they were trying to connect Donald Trump to Russia in colluding, which, by the way, technically is not a crime. But anyway, that's what they were going after. They never found it. So then they start going after people, anyone who supports the Donald, this, that, and the other. So it has turned into nothing more than a witch hunt.
Now, not necessarily that he's following suit, but the Covington students sued a couple of different people, including CNN, for $250 million each. You know that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So now Congressman Devin Nunes is suing Twitter for $250 million for election meddling and for trying to defame him and other members of the congressional staff, his staff, and the job they were doing trying to get to the truth of the email situation with Hillary Clinton and her cronies and the FBI and the DOJ people.
Well, here's the thing. If you cannot get justice, sometimes you have to extract a little economic, wherewithal from them in order to get their attention. It seems like that's the only way, that only thing that's left. I mean, they haven't gone after Hillary. They haven't done some of the things that they should do in regards to that situation and others. And so what they did towards Nunes was horrible, in my opinion. And I think he's justified in going after them in this way.
Well, John Brennan, who was the director of the CIA, I believe was part of a disinformation and misinformation operation against the then candidate Donald Trump and then the incoming president of the United States. I believe Brennan was up to his eyeballs in that one. And so was a lot of the intelligence community, which is why the president now is announcing that he's giving another $86 billion in intelligence funding to beef up what was torn down by the Obama administration, because they did tear a bunch of operations apart and pulled us out of different areas around the world and said, nope, not going to be there, not going to do that, nope, can't do this, it's not right, it's not correct. You know, the political correctness run amok and all that stuff.
Well, political correctness and also trying to further their agenda, which was not very good, by the way, for this country. And so they were pulling money from one area, putting it in others in order to further their causes. And at the same time, they were using the intelligence agencies to try to misinform the American people concerning Donald Trump and others. Because here's the thing. When it comes down to it, the Democrats and other leftists cannot win in the battle of ideas. And so they have to from their evil mindset, try to distort, destroy proper intelligence gathering and things of that nature in order to further their evil causes.
Now, you and I were talking about this during the break, and the Jewish author David Horowitz has written quite an article about Christians facing danger in America. Now, I happen to believe that that is a clear and present danger, just as I believe that probably Muslims face the same present danger because of forces that are reacting against them, too, not just in this country, but around the world, as we've already seen by some of the things that are going on.
Well, in my opinion, in this country, Muslims don't face quite the danger that Christians do, because right now you have a leftist media, you have an indoctrination system called the education system that is indoctrinating children, students one generation after another against Christianity in particular, and they are also trying to give a more favorable impression to students of Islam and anything else other than Christianity. So in this country, I do not think the Muslims face the same level of danger that Christians do, because, like I said, the leftists in this country are not against the Islamists, but they are against Christianity. Remember, it was Christian values that this nation was founded upon, and so they're trying to really destroy that pillar.
Well, your neighbor up there in Dearbornistan, Rashida Tlaib, she came out, and once again, she made one of her irrational statements. She said, well, white supremacy, the agenda of white supremacy is behind the mosque killings, and it supports Trump's Muslim ban. I mean, she actually came out and said that, in not exact words, but that's what she said, according to what I'm looking at.
Now, see, that's proof right there, what I just said, that the persecution of Muslims is not nearly as much as it is towards Christians, because no Christian gets away with saying something so kooky without retribution in this country. Her best friend, Omar, said something pretty nasty in regards to Trump, calling him non-human or inhuman or something like that. And the other guy, human, and said, well, but Trump is not. Yeah, a Christian could not get away with saying something like that. And
well,
so it's, you know, the Muslims, they can get away with a lot because of the persuasion of the left in this country.
Well, then you've got Linda Sarsour, who has been triggered by something. She said, well, when people who criticized Ilhan Omar now offer condolences for mosque killings, that just that's a double standard. You're kidding me, right? I mean, but she said it.
Yeah, but she's a whack job.
Yeah.
What can I say?
All right. Well, we'll talk to you on Thursday, and we got an Edwards Notebook lined up here. So don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back with more. And, Ron, you have a great day.
You too.
Beep. All right. I cut him off there. The Edwards Notebook is coming right back here. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot more going on the Captain's America Third Watch. And Nancy, of course, with all her greatness, has got to say what?
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
It's really quite stunning. We have 93 counties. 53 of them have issued emergency declarations.
That's Nebraska Senator Republican Ben Sass talking about the catastrophic flooding in the Midwest. At least three people killed, including an 80-year-old woman who dies as floodwaters fill her house. Senator Sass, a guest on Special Report with Brett Baer on Fox News.
Right now, we're still in the response phase. What we need is no more rain and lots of neighbors helping neighbors. Right now, the National Guard's doing a great job. Governor Ricketts is doing a great job.
More than 4,000 people evacuated from their homes in Nebraska, Iowa, and Wisconsin. In other news, California Congressman Republican Devin Nunes suing Twitter for alleged anti-conservative bias. The congressman filing a 40-page lawsuit against Twitter in Virginia State Court. Twitter not commenting on the case. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Alrighty, and now it's time for a beach and boating forecast for all of the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and Tampa Bay. And by the way, we did have some rain out there a little while ago. I haven't been out in the last hour and a half or so to check, but there was some rain. So we'll go with that. Now, today we'll have a few showers in the area, probably till, noontime or thereabouts. Chance of rain about 70%. And it's going to be a little cooler this morning than what it's been. We'll have a northeast wind around 11 miles per hour starting the morning out. And then today, showers mostly before 8 a.m. And there's a possibility that tonight we might have some showers later on. 30% chance the rain chances go down. But it's going to be a little breezy to be out there. The wind during the day will be predominantly out of the north, from 10 to 15 miles an hour with some stronger gusts, and we will have seas from 2 to 4 feet with a moderate chop. Now, the Gulf and Bay water temperature right now, 75 and 73 degrees respectively, and we've already had our high tide. Our low tide is coming at 2:15 p.m. And the thing of it is when you talk about the beach and boating forecast, you have to understand that the weather that we live in here changes. And we've had a cold front coming through now, so everything is just the way that it is. And with the beach and boating forecast, it's always brought to you by our friends at the Freedom Boat Club. Now, Freedom Boat Club has got three different ways that you can join. Number one, the economy plan, which is a five-day-a-week plan. Number two is the standard plan, which is a seven-day-a-week plan. And number three is the seasonal plan. So don't forget about that. And also, if you join now, you will get $1,000 off the one-time entry fee. And if you're military or a veteran or first responder, active or retired, or you're in the medical profession, however you happen to be, a doctor or a nurse, or you work in a doctor's office or in a hospital or a nursing home or convalescent facility of some sort, then you get an extra $500 for a total of $1,500 off the one-time entry fee, $1,500 off. And again, all you have to do is give Freedom Boat Club a call at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. Now, Freedom Boat Club is part of a national chain that has 168 locations across the country. And we happen to have the largest one right here in Tampa, Florida, with the most boats in the port. So that's the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. And without fail, let's play the Edwards Notebook.
I want to make it perfectly clear, it's not about political party, but rather it's about principles. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, on a recent guest appearance on a popular Detroit Fox 2 Detroit TV talk show, the host introduced me as a staunch Republican and Trump's number one fan. I laughed along with the other guests, but inwardly I thought, oh, you foolish Galatian. It seems that many Americans don't know nothing and got that mixed up when it comes to right and wrong regarding our personal lives and our republic as a whole. It just so happens that the Republican Party platform supports the Constitution, protecting our sovereignty, stopping the murder of innocent babies, maintaining our military, and the right to worship God or not. Unfortunately, the other major party is one of oppression, economically via the Cortez Green New Deal, high taxes, attacking people who want to protect our borders or even wear MAGA hats, or to literally turn the United States into another Venezuela. It just so happens that the Republican Party platform is more in line with principles I agree with. Here's hoping that the Republicans will develop the stones to fight for those very good principles. I'm Ron Edwards. Join me live on the radio via americamatters.us Fridays at 4 p.m. Eastern and 1 p.m. Pacific.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
Now, by the way, listener note on, on Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m., I've been asked to guest host the Armed American Radio Daily show from 4 to 5 p.m. for Mark Walters. And I will be doing that, and I'll be sending along a link as to how you can hear me all across the country on that show in the afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. Looking forward to that. And I'm going to bring one of my experts on to talk about the recent legislation that's being pushed across the country when it comes to guns and what they're trying to do right now in lieu of the New Zealand shooting and other things that have gone on. So I'll let you know more about that probably tomorrow. Now, in France, in the fourth month of protests in France, 1,000 members of the Yellow Vests damaged 91 businesses over the weekend, including stores on the renowned Champs-Élysées, so they say, in what was considered Act 19 in an effort against French President Emmanuel Macron and what protesters see as elitism in France. Now, 19 refers to the number of weeks the Yellow Vests have been protesting across France. And in the wake of these protests, French Prime Minister Edouard Philippe announced a ban on protests on the Champs-Élysées, as well as in the cities of Bordeaux and Toulouse. Now, the Paris police chief will also be replaced as a result of this because they're complaining about him too, or her, or whoever it is. Don't know if it's a him or her. And police will also have a greater authority to make arrests going forward, which is likely to further anger the yellow vests. But the protesters have continued to claim that Macron is out of touch with the people's needs. Now, the protests originally began as a reaction to a proposed fuel tax. Remember that? And every Saturday since November, they've seen protests all across the country. Although this weekend was the first time demonstrators were particularly violent since last year. Now, luxury businesses and famous restaurants were tagged with phrases such as, they have millions, we are the millions. And Macron, who is accused of representing the metropolitan French elites, is increasingly under scrutiny now from rural French citizens who desire fewer taxes, but also more social services. Boy, does that sound familiar. And the yellow vests refused to become a political party and put forth candidates. So how is it they're going to gain power? Well, social media is how they're doing it. Social media has put the movement in an unlikely spotlight and led to a spike of false information that garners national attention. Now, the movement has lost some of its popular support in the past few weeks, but the YouTube communication has earned them millions of brand new viewers. So be careful what you wish for. Be careful what you wish for. You might actually get it. Also, the U.S. Justice Department has launched a probe into the Federal Aviation Administration's approval of the Boeing 737 MAX 8, which was involved in two related recent crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia. And Boeing is also under investigation. At least one subpoena has been delivered to a person who helped develop the plane. They're really going after whoever and whatever they can find out here. Now, the New Zealand Prime Minister has ordered an investigation into whether government agencies could have prevented the mass shooting that killed at least 50 people at two mosques last Friday. She's also asked to address the country's gun laws, and there will be some new legislation proposed there in the not-too-distant future. And when we come back from this break that's coming up, when we come back, we will take a look at Fox News and something that they did yesterday, which just is alienating more of the Judge Jeanine Pirro fan base. And some of you may not know what happened, but when I come back, if you weren't upset with what Fox did to Judge Jeanine, wait till you hear what they did yesterday to further alienate the whole situation to begin with. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Okay, this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I am coming right back with more. Don't go anywhere. We've still got one more segment to go before we hang it up for the day. And don't forget, today I'll be at the Mission Barbecue, 5602. West Waters Avenue, up in Tampa, just north of the airport runway. Hope to see you there, 12 noon to 1:30. Come have lunch with the captain.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Payares from Radio Luz 760, and you are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, that's my little buddy Yvette, and Yvette is one of our fellow broadcasters here, Salem Media Group in Tampa, and I asked her to do a liner for me, and she did. So for all you Spanish folks that are out there, you got a little bit of Spanish in the mixture too. Speaking of which, Saturday, the 23rd of March, I will be up in Crystal River, the northernmost part of our local coverage area, about 100 miles north of here in Tampa, and I'll be up there at Moss Family Automotive, the Moss Nissan dealership, and I'll be there from noon to 4 p.m., and we look forward to being up there because it's the third anniversary. Now, I'm going to have all kinds of things there with me. I'm going to have some free rounds of golf for people to take test drives. We'll also have some $500 certificates to give out. Those certificates will involve you pick out a vehicle you want, whether it's certified, pre-owned, or new, and you get an extra $500 off it. And I'll have those with me. I'll have my tent set up. And Looking forward to having a great day and meeting a lot of people. Now, you folks up there in Georgia, you probably already know this because I met a couple of people the last time we did this from Valdosta that came down there, a father and son, and they each bought a truck. One bought a Titan, one bought a Frontier, so there you go, and we appreciate them very much. Now, you're only about 2 hours away from Valdosta down there to Newport Richey if you want to come down and visit us and get some free food because you can get a free lunch as well as take a look at their great selection of vehicles. And don't forget that the Panhandle, you're invited to in South Georgia over there into Alabama if you want to come on over because we're going to be up as far north as we can go without actually winding up in Valdosta territory, 92.1 and 107.5. So there you go. But looking forward to seeing as many of you as possible on Saturday from 12 noon to 4 p.m. up in Crystal River. Great bunch of people up there, Plantation Inn. I think I might have some, might stop by there and say hello to the folks at Plantation Inn. I'm definitely going to stop at Homosassa Springs at the Moss Wholesale to the public store and say howdy, howdy to everybody there too. So there you go. But from noon to 4, that's where I'll be in Crystal River. All right. Now, Fox News has been leaning a little bit more and more, in my opinion, to the left for several months now. And they're so afraid that they're going to, I don't know if it's political correctness run amok, maybe it is. There's some people on that show, you know, the news actually stops about 7 o'clock at night, and then they become opinion shows from 7 to midnight, and then they turn around and repeat the shows from midnight to, I guess, what, 4 o'clock in the morning when they have Fox and Friends first. I think that's when that comes on. But at any rate, during the day they're a news agency, but sometimes their news is tainted too. But what they've gone and done now is just absolutely ridiculous. Now, the name Donna Brazile should be familiar to most everybody in the audience. Because Donna Brazile was the Democratic National Committee chairwoman who actually gave the questions in a CNN debate to Hillary Clinton's people so they had an advance notice of what the questions were going to be so they could one up the people, person that they were debating. Now, in Hillary's case, it didn't actually work that well, but Donna Brazile was caught with her hands in a cookie jar, and as a result, she had to resign as the DNC chairwoman, number one. And number two, she left CNN as a result of it, where she had been working. Now, she's come on Fox from time to time as a commentator and done some different things. And about a week or so ago, I happened to see her on the Fox 5 show in the afternoon. And I think to myself, my goodness, what the heck? And then all of a sudden, out of the clear blue sky, yesterday comes the announcement that she's been hired to be a commentator for Fox News. Now, this comes in lieu of Judge Jeanine Pirro being taken off the air, suspended for 2 weeks. Now, Judge Jeanine has a very popular show on the weekends, probably the number one show most of the time every weekend. And the president even chimed out about this. And he told Fox, he said, don't prioritize your political correctness, it's only going to bring you down, he told Fox that. Well, I don't think they care because as a result, guess what? They brought on Donna Brazile, which adds insult to injury from where I'm sitting. But then, hey, what do I know? Just unbelievable. Unbelievable. By the way, don't forget, my friend Dominic and company there and Jill and the gang, Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. They got that great big old 9-foot tall red, white, and blue Uncle Sam with the American flag, too. and all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, and Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. And if you stop by and go inside, and you'll see Jill and the gang in the store. Make sure you wave at those red, white, and blue Dominic's trucks, because you're liable to see Kevin or maybe even Dominic out there floating around. And remember, all military and first responders get a 10% discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All right, very quickly, we're going to take another look at the weather because the trucker's weather has changed a little bit. And caller, hang on, I'll be with you in a minute. Up there in North Dakota and western Minnesota, you've got rain moving into Minnesota. You've got fog right there from Minot all the way down to Fargo. And now to the west of there, you've got an area of high winds coming across. So think about that for a second. Rain out west, Wyoming, you've got some fog, you've got some high winds in Wyoming. You've got snow in Wyoming and, or I'm sorry, not Wyoming, I'm missing up here. Snow in the Sierra Nevadas, and it is what it is. So 6 inches, by the way, 5,000 to 6,000 foot level, and another 6 inches or a foot, 6,000 foot and up. Okay, let's see here. 60 seconds, caller. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from? 60 seconds. All right, well, everybody's left. I don't know what's going on here. Okay, well, it is what it is. Okay, now, telling you that today I'll be at Mission Barbecue. Nothing more American than barbecue, and Mission Barbecue, certainly where they honor America's first responders and firefighters, military, and all that. So there you go, but I'll be there from 12 noon to 1:30, so stop by and say hi. Good morning, caller. What's your name? You got about 30 seconds.
This is Todd in Tampa. Just want to say, God bless you, Donald. You're doing a great job. The Mueller report was a waste of time. $50 million. The American people want it back. Can build that wall, build that wall. Let's get to work to get you reelected in 2020.
Okay, thanks a lot. And that's Todd. And running out of time, that's why I had to say 30 seconds. And it is what it is. But anyway, look forward to seeing as many of you as want to show up today at Mission Barbecue up there at 5602 West Waters Avenue. And we have the center table there. I know some of our Captain's Army members will be there, as they always are. And it's going to be another great day. Plus, as I told you, don't forget this weekend we'll be up there in Crystal River. And I look forward to seeing some of you folks drive down from Georgia like you did the last time. So there you go. And it's all about we the people here in the Captain's America Third Watch. What we do is all about the country. There is no individual praise here. We don't want to do that, even though some people insist on wanting to throw it out there. And that's okay. I'm not going to tell you you can't. But it's all about we the people. And what we the people can do to make sure that America stays the greatest place on the planet Earth that we want to live. So remember that. And don't forget that it's going to be a little cool this morning. It's going to be a little windy. So if you're going to get out there and take a boat around my area, could be a little bit interesting. But anyway, it is what it is. And I shall return tonight on the Ray Didio. Have yourself a great day. Enjoy everything. God bless America, and I'll see you all tonight.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.